Trevor, what do you think of what happened in Parliament with the no confidence vote against President Zuma the day you arrived back in the country?
I feel like if you're a comedian, you realize that you still have more time with President Zuma. With the secret ballot, you saw that there are some members of the ANC who are in fact willing to vote against the president. I do think it was a victory for democracy, though. You know, it was a secret ballot, but Barega Mbete followed through, which is really exciting. And that's what democracy is. The people vote. Now the votes have happened, and then we move on.
But have you been keeping an eye on the circus that is unfolding here in Parliament?
For this current show that I'm doing now, I mean, I think it's a combination of how I feel, my joy in coming back to South Africa, what I've experienced, what I've read, what I'm experiencing as it's happening now. I mean, I was here for the vote of no confidence, so, you know, I speak to my feelings as a South African. I also don't take for granted that once you no longer live in a country all the time, you experience things differently. So, you know, I'm very careful to not put myself in a position where my opinions are based on superficial information. So I try to comment as thoughtfully as I can, but I also understand that as a comedian, I have a knowledge base that is informed by the space that I live in.
Now, specific cultures have specific comedy, so how do you go about adapting your work to suit that specific audience?
The hardest thing I find is getting in tune with the rhythm of the place that you are in. You know, because as much as comedy is universal, experiences are, I think, shaded by the place that people live in. And so what happens is, as a performer, I've had to find a way to tune myself to the rhythm of the place I'm in. And so what I do is I live in the place. I try and, you know, watch the news. I read. I listen to the people around me to try and get a feeling of what the, you know, the true essence is in the place I'm performing. And then I go out there, and it really is a conversation with an audience. It's me trying to grow. So even when I come back to South Africa, I slowly have to recalibrate that as well. It's just about getting in touch. And I'm lucky in that in South Africa, in a few days, there are many things to get in touch with.
Trevor, I read a rumor somewhere that you had a bar mitzvah, but you're not even Jewish. How's that possible?
My mom, I think, you know, my mom has been a Bible scholar for many years, and I guess in her quest to delve deeper into religion, you know, my mom started studying Judaism, and then at some point I came home and my mom was telling me about Beit Yeshua, and, you know, we were talking about shul, and yeah, I guess I woke up one day and I had a mom who was Jewish. One thing my mom always enjoyed was learning, you know, in Hebrew, and I guess studying the scriptures, you know, as I guess many people read them a long time ago. And so my mom said to me, hey, this is how I'm going to raise you. And so when you're 13, we're going to have a bar mitzvah. And I didn't know what that was. And I don't think she did really either. And so she said to me, we're going to have this bar mitzvah. And we didn't know how anything was supposed to happen. So it was just my mom celebrating that I was turning 13.
I know you probably get asked this a lot, but what do you miss most about home, if anything?
Oh, I mean, food I obviously miss just as a whole. People take for granted how good our food is just as a standard level. You know, it's very difficult to find good food in America without paying a lot of money for it. So, yeah, I love being home because of the food, but I mostly miss the people. You know, that's the biggest thing that I enjoy about South Africa. You can find the physical landscape in different ways in different places. You can find elements of what makes the country what it is in different ways all over the world. But the one thing you cannot find is our people. You know, I miss our languages. I miss being able to speak Zulu or Tswana to my friends. I miss being able to, you know, joke about cultural ideas and things that we only have in this country, which are unique to South Africa. And so those are the biggest things that I miss when I'm away.
You've known for being quite critical of Donald Trump on The Daily Show in the U.S. Are you ever nervous about the fallout or repercussions?
One thing that's fun about America is, you know, like South Africa, we have free speech over there. So what's great is working in an environment where you can speak your mind. And I think that's a blessing that South Africans take for granted. You know, I know from just my parents' generation, you know, when my mom and my grandmother would always say to me, they'd be like, hey, when I would like, yes, you couldn't be saying these things just 10, 20 years ago, you wouldn't be saying them. And that's the truth. You know, we live in a country where we take for granted the leeway we have with our arts and our press and so on and so forth. And I know people will fight about that and go like, oh, we don't have the freest press, but our freedom is pretty high up there in the world, comparatively speaking, and so I don't take that for granted.
Trevor, what is the difference between being black in South Africa and being black in the U.S.? I mean, I know you spoke a lot about this.
What's funny is, Komzansi, I was always a taxi fighter. That's something that never goes away from me. I think the joke for me was always the idea of going to a place where, you know, obviously in South Africa, I spent most of my life growing up where people were like, Ulikalat, you know, which I never minded. I was like, there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, it was very strange because I grew up in a black family. As Trevor, I was speaking Zulu, I wasn't speaking Afrikaans. As Trevor, I knew African culture, I knew nothing about colored culture, you know, and so it was always entertaining and amusing to me to see people who wanted to put me in a category where they thought I was, which I enjoy, and I play within my comedy all the time. So going to the U.S., I guess, the biggest experience has been learning that there is a difference, there's a different experience of what being black is on that side. There are many shared things, but you will find being black in Africa is not exactly the same as being black in America, you know, and what's beautiful is bringing those cultures together and learning what actually shapes the identity of black across the globe, where you realize there are cultural experiences that I think have traversed continents. You know, whether you go to the Caribbean or whether you go to the South or whether you go to, North America, wherever you go, you will find that there are pieces of a culture that has come from the continents that everybody can relate to. And those are things that I enjoy playing with all the time.